Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. I was trying to get my introduction here with us. I'm coming back and try one more time here, but I want to thank you for chiming in to this edition of Home Based Business 101, our special Wednesday edition about redefining Hump Day. Hump Day, yeah, today's Wednesday. We're on my humpy hump. You know, established tradition in America called Hump Day. To Wednesday, it's like the middle of the week, and because it's the middle of the week, we, you know, get excited about the fact that we've gotten through most of the week. By getting through most of the week, we've got 2 days left. And working those 2 days, and it's the weekend. Everybody's living for the weekend. Well, what if we could redefine all this? And I'm going to be putting information out for people to send in information about coming up with a new acronym for Hump Day, H-U-M-P, and if you want to do one today, D-A-Y, okay. But the thing is, you know, we need to redefine some of these things, especially, you know, for those of us that are looking to build our own base business. You know, it's so good to have a home base business. And those that are still working in the office, that you're still, you know, putting time in on your job, and with that, is always say that your job is to pay your bills. Let's be clear about that. Your job is to help you pay your bills. Your business is supposed to help you be position yourself to save money for wealth or enter retirement or do some other things that you want done in your life. But your job, you know, so that's why I understand, you know, when you get to Wednesday, people are excited. They got 2 more days left on the job. You know, 2 more days left on the job. Let's look at life. We get beyond these. Tuning into this show, I hope, is because if you're a home-based business owner or you're thinking about a home-based business owner, you want to look at some alternatives. Let's say, you know, your job, primary function, most you're going to get out of a job, be able to pay your bills. You'll never get wealthy working a job. It's not going to happen. It hasn't happened for anybody except, you know, people. Unless you like you're a basketball player or a football player or something like that. So, you know, you're on the Hollywood set. But for traditional work in America, you're not going to get wealthy working a job. So you have to look at alternatives. So one of the things is the home-based business alternative. And there's so many good reasons to look at having a home-based business. Several is control of your time, control over when you get to do that extra that brings in extra. It's like today, you know, I had a good day working my tax business. Now I'm relaxing, doing this show. Got a call later on at night for my travel business. Got a follow-up to do with some people in terms of my travel business. But I earned my checks today, doing my job, helping people with their taxes. And I'm ready to work on my plan B, which is working towards payment wealth for me, my wife, and the rest of my family. So you got to put it in that respect, addressing these things as we talk about, you know, big day today for most people, which people call hump day. And what they have done, and they, you know, and they got Thursday tomorrow to do, and then it'll be Friday, and then they're off for the weekend until Monday, until it starts all over again. And, you know, one of the biggest things we need to understand is why it's important to have alternatives. Is that, you know, the number one day of the week in which most people experience a heart attack, I remember the time that's Brown document, it's on Monday. Why? Because people regret Monday morning having to go into the job. So they get by Monday and Tuesday, and they bust their butt and hump hard on Wednesday and say, okay, great, I got through the week, tomorrow to do, Thursday, come in. Most people have work Friday, so I have to be out there for 100 hours. So Monday, Tuesday, you know, I did what I needed to do. Wednesday, you know, yeah, usually pushed extra hard, get over that hump. Thursday, wrapped up some things. Friday was sort of like a prelude to the weekend. Did less as possible and tried to leave early if I could. I don't know if it sounds like some people out there working or whatever. Might be. And that was before I had a home-based business. And I wasted a lot of time on the weekends because I wanted to get off and find out where the nearest party was. Get to the nearest party for the weekend. Sometimes Friday and Saturday, party all weekend, you know, Sunday, maybe go to church or something, come in, eat, relax, go to sleep, and dread getting up Monday morning to go to work and start that week process all over again. There's some things you should think about. In the final analysis, all the president of my own company, I don't care if you work for somebody or have your own business. In the final analysis, everybody's in business for him or herself. That is, he or she is building his or her own life regardless of who signs their paycheck. Excuse me. Regardless of who signs their paycheck. Within a free and open society, all of us are entrepreneurs. Each of us individually is the president of his or her own corporation. As you assume this office, you and you alone are solely responsible for your firm's success or failure. You and the members of your family are stockholders in your corporation, and it is your responsibility to see that the value of your stock increases in the years ahead. Your family has displayed faith in you, and it's your responsibility to prove, even if you're working a job, remember this, if you're working a job, someone hires you to do ABC, and your family has faith that you're going to get up, and you're going to go to work, and you're going to do ABC so you can bring in money to pay, like I say, pay the bills, pay your rent, pay your utility bill, pay your phone bill for food on the table, do what all the little necessary things you need to do for your family. One of the things me and my wife always talk about, growing up, we always saw our fathers go to work. Our fathers always want to work. I don't know what it's like to be in a house where the lights get turned out. I don't know what it's like to be a child growing up, being hungry, not having food in the house. Might not have everything I wanted to eat all the time because my parents, we had a menu. And Wednesdays was like the day that I really didn't like the menu. Again, Wednesdays is hump day, but Wednesdays we had liver with gravy, peas and rice, some onions over top of that liver. I didn't like liver. And I didn't like peas. I used to call them little green monsters. You know, but that's what we had on Wednesday. That was our Wednesday meal. And, you know, I remember that one because that was the one that I really cared for the least in terms of what my mother would fix. I used to love when we had our fried chicken or on Fridays we had, sometimes we had fish, sometimes on Fridays it was hot dogs and beans, spaghetti and meatballs. Sundays, you know, it was usually either baked chicken or roast, carrots, potatoes, and greens. But Wednesdays, I did not like that liver, onions, peas, and rice. But the point I'm making is that my parents always made sure that there was food in the house. So your family entrusting you, for those of us out there that are still in the 9-to-5 world, the workforce, you might not do 9-to-5. You might be doing 11 at night to 7 in the morning, or 10 at night to 6 in the morning, or 12 at night to 8 in the morning, working at that graveyard shift. Done that before, too. But your family has entrusted you that you're going to go to work and bring in the necessary things for y'all to survive as a company, as we're moving forward. So, while the operations of a corporation are tremendous and complex, they can be reduced to four basic functions. There's four basic things every corporation or business has to do. Number one, finance. Number two, production. Number three, sales. And number four, research. Without proper financing, there would be no production. Without production, your company would have nothing to sell. Without sales, your corporation would have stock production. With research, your firm could not hope to stay abreast or ahead of our rapidly changing times. And with the power of the internet, you know, I mean, it's so important to know how to market yourself, whether it's for a job, for business, for, you know, I do a lot of things online that lead me to production for what I do in my tax business and also in the travel business. And for the purpose of conserving time, we would discuss the subject of finance and money, you know, later on. But for now, let's concentrate on research, production, and sales. The head, the hands, and the legs of your company. How many once large companies and trade names can you think of that were once giants and have since disappeared entirely from the corporate landscape? Names that were once world leaders in their fields are now only memories. Think about this for a moment. Why did they go out of business? Simply, they failed to keep and balance these four crucial functions. When I mention crucial functions, I speak of the intangible assets of your company has to have in order to become profitable and successful. Same with your job. You know, I remember when I got my first job, and my father used to tell me, be there 5 minutes early. He said, get there early. Don't get there late. He said, you get there early, it's not guaranteed. You know, you're going to see some things different about work. And he was so right, because I used to get to my job early. I'd take the morning newspaper with me and a cup of coffee. And I'd be sitting there, you know, waiting to punch in. And my supervisors, they noticed that I was there early, everybody else, in my car, reading the morning paper. Sometimes they'd ask me, what's going on in the world? What's the paper this morning, Jay? You know, but then I always noticed the people coming in 5 minutes before it's time to be there, or 5 minutes after we were supposed to be there. Always rushing, some always late. And they wonder why I got a raise and they didn't. So these are important things to do. And it's the same for when you build your business. When you build your business, you got to make sure that you start things on time, do things on time, control and manage your time. Also important. What about research for your personal corporation? Research can be said to exist in two areas, present and future. That is, research of your company should be devoted to the ways and means of improvement. Improving its present products or services and personal production and present sales. Furthermore, research is concerned with the ways and means of developing new products, services, new methods of production, and new methods of production, present sales. Further research is concerned with the ways and means of developing new products and services, new methods of production, and new methods of marketing. So, It's the same way we look for, you know, working a job somewhere and somebody tells you, hey, oh, what's going on? That's a, such and such company. It's a similar position to what you're doing on this job, but they're paying $5 more an hour. You might want to apply for that. So you do that type of research to see how you can take and market the same skills to earn more money. Because remember, your job is designed to help you pay your bills. Your business is designed to help you accumulate wealth. So you want to, you know, look at how you can max out your job so that you have no sweat taking care of your bills, because the extra money you bring in from your business, you want to be able to use that towards accumulating wealth. Excuse me, to take care of other items that can help your family prosper. Because having a job by itself usually does not produce enough for us to survive, grow, maintain, get what we want to do. Are you looking for new and improved ways to enhance yourself? Are you personally the many areas in which your personal development can be effectively increased? Many people dream of starting their own business, but they're in business for themselves right now. That's part of having the mindset. The mindset, understanding that you're in business for yourself right now. Yes, right now. How you carry yourself on your job, how you market yourself, how you move forward. And that's what you want to be looking at, how to do that. Here's a conversation that, and I'm reading from Pinkney Bro Richard, Fact Choice, a conversation that Dennis Kimbrough had with somebody before. He said it was an interesting conversation. An 18-year-old girl was talking with a learned old man. She inquired about the direction of her life, particularly what to do. She said, well, you know, sir, I would like to become a psychologist, but it requires so much training that I'm afraid I would be too old when I finished. The wise man sat in silence for a few moments, smiled, and then asked the young lady, how long would it take you to become a psychologist? She said, about 7 years. How old would you be then? Was the next question. I would be 25. Then the man asked, how old will you be in 7 years if you don't become a psychologist? Of course, her answer was the same. Well, I guess I would be about 25. Time waits for no one. How many people have cheated themselves by selling their company short because they relinquish their desires or forfeit their dreams? Remember, your future is exactly what you make it. 5 years from today, you would be 5 years older. The question to ask is, will you be 5 years wiser? Abraham Lincoln said, I'm a slow walker, but I never look backwards. I suggest you never look backwards. Life is a forward impulse journey, and the past is gone. You can live only in the here and the now. But there are compulsive people who insist on looking. See, this is very, very important. You cannot look backwards. You have to look forward. And so, again, it's building that home-based business. Sorry, I got something stuck in my throat. Building that business, looking forward to how do you move forward and prosper your development. And if you focus on the mantra, right now my job is designed to pay my bills, to get my bills out of the way, use my job for that. Money I make from my home-based business is designed to build my future and help me accumulate wealth. If you stick to that formula and do not make sure that you use your home-based business money to enhance your life, not to help you pay another bill. That's so important, because too often people get involved in a home-based business and they're not achieving what they want because they're still stuck in the bill-paying mode. And if you are working a job, and you should be leveraging your home-based business against that job. One, so you can increase your tax respond from the job by leveraging your business against the job, lowering your tax liability. You hear me talk about that so often on this show, by lowering your tax liability to enable you to have more hard-earned money coming back to you, such as people did this tax season. I have people this year get as much back. One client get back as much as $27,000 on their tax. So their job is really, and their business has really helped them leverage job. They're taking that extra money and they're investing it in their future. They're not using it to pay off some bills. Job is designed to pay the bills, Ask for suggestions. You can inbox me those suggestions here on Blog Talk, or you can text me at 252-458-3712. I'm asking for suggestions to come up with a new acronym, a positive one, for Hump Day from a home-based business perspective, so that we can redefine what Hump Day means for those of us that are self-employed, but yet still working a job. Yeah, I did my Hump Day today as far as working my job and doing taxes. I did about twice as much work as I normally do in one day, and it felt good. Means I got a little less to do tomorrow. I still got some stuff to do tomorrow. I'm going to do Friday. But I do not have anything I'll need to do in that realm of my life this weekend. That gives me the whole weekend to work on my home-based travel business because I'm planning my time correctly. And those are the main points that I wanted people to have a chance to look at and think about today. How to plan that time correctly so that you can get beyond the hump day, the humpy hump day. All right. We're going to do it to close out here and find my clothing. This thing worked fine earlier today. This is. Stay with me here a second. Find this music so I can close us out for the day. We want to thank everybody for tuning in today and being listening in. And we will be back on the air Sunday unless my wife is doing her show Friday. All right, here we go. Here's the thing. Catch you on Sunday. Thank you. Hey, I'm trying to find this extra piece to put on for you since we got a few more minutes left. Right. Here's a short piece for you. Born to be great.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information. Today, it only comes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. You need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say. Very, very intelligent. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, He soon scored a winning touchdown Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even you know, I've heard the argument, I couldn't win a golf tournament. I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it too. And all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM. You know what? We have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could do it. Hey, if they earned $1 million a month, we could do it. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. To give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you, and your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Rock Man and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
All right. You heard that from Mr. Mark. I know you have permission because you were born to be great. So if you get nothing else out of what I shared today, I fumbled around a lot trying to get music up and other things. Main thing is, hump day, you got through the week. Got through the, your job is designed to help you pay your bills. Your business is designed to help you accumulate wealth. As Mr. Mark Connell said, you were born to be great and you can do it. But go after it. You got permission. Tell yourself every day, I was born to be great and you'll do great things. Until next time, Home Based Business 101, this has been Bobby Jackson. Thank you for tuning in.